Good morning, everyone. Yes, when Pastor Sean texts me, I did count as well. Yeah, I have to work. All right. But it's such a privilege, you know, to be back here to share with you all my a little bit of my journey as well. As a junior mother, I get to preach about a Mother's Day message. It's such an honor. Right, I bring this chuchu with me. I don't know how many of you can see. I clip a chuchu with me. One of it is that I want to ask how many of you are in this room, the mothers, that are, or any of you, been you when during your school time, you were in any of the school club, all right, or uniform club. Badges represent something, correct? Either you pass a certain test or you naik pangkat means you got to promote it, then you will have a badges or certain stripe over here to tell that which level are you in. I will just earn my chuchu. Okay, and I want to show my lovely baby, my son. His name is Jora. 华语是叶阳, 罗叶阳. And one is not enough. I show two. Actually, I wanted to just fill the whole slide with my baby pictures. My gallery in my phone is all babies. No more finding my husband. But then reminded that, oh, no. He is still my husband, Matthew. I don't make sure marriage come first. My husband come first, all right? But anyhow, I know sitting down here, different of the mothers here having a different badges. Right, for me, this is my first badge. If I can find the needle badges, I will put here because it represents epidural that I took. And so, and probably next few years, I will put, or next few months, I will put shoes here. Represent my kid, my baby Jara, start to walk. And maybe a few years later, I will put school bag because my son started to go to school. And some of you are sitting down here, all your badges is different. Some of you probably having an empty nest that represents that your child started to leave house to study or going to work already or started their own family. Some of you, your badge probably is a car because your child started to drive. No more driving them to everywhere. They can drive themselves, right? Some of you may be having a badge of chuchu attached to chuchu. That means you became a grandmother, right? And different one of us will have different badges. And these badges really represent the journey that you went through, the season that you were in, and you have passed all the tests. With all those, I really, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say, Happy Mother's Day. It is a tough journey, but it comes with really a feeling of fulfillment, I know. And I am a preacher, my style of preaching, and I don't know how many of you remember, I kind of gangster kind. And my style of preaching usually is confrontational. But I can't help when I'm preparing Mother's Day message. For me, I just want to honor. I know teaching will have its time. I know confrontation will have its time, but just not this weekend. This weekend, we just want to honor and give all our respect and the love and encourage to all the mother who's sitting down here. You deserve the time for yourself. And this weekend, just now, the song talks about nobody but you. And this weekend, our theme for Mother's Day is called Masterpiece. God's Masterpiece. And the core verse came from Ephesians chapter 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. When we look at masterpiece, we understand that there were a creator, and this creator give all He can to make something that is unique and is only one. And here's talking about us. God created us, every single one, and now, and please bear with me, today is about Mother's Day. Let us just all give our time, 1 hour, just give to all our women that are sitting in the hall. So when God created us, woman, that is unique and is only one and is special, right? And I do not want to just stop at masterpiece. We want to, let's go to these words talking about so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. What did He plan long ago? When come to creating this masterpiece, Earth, what did He plan? What was the plan? So when we can trace back, when I was tracing back, I guess I want to bring all of us really to the first masterpiece that God created, and He, whatever that He planned long ago, He actually already showed to us what kind of things that he actually already put in every single woman. It led us to the first woman that he created, and her name is Eve. And the meaning of Eve is living one, source of life, life giver. Immediately tell us that this is the meaning of this is a role or this is the ability that he granted the first woman. He granted the rest of the woman in the future as well. That means it's telling us that we are life giver. We bring life to everywhere we go. And then the scripture says that Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. Let us look at this. It says that become the mother of all the living. It didn't say when you bear a child, when you deliver a child, you will become the mother of your child. But the word say you will become the mother of all the living. That means she will become to every single thing that is breathing. She is a mother of all. And if Eve having that identity, I believe we share the same identity. Everywhere that we go, we breathe life to that place. So could it be a workplace that is so toxic, that is really no life, no life, but then because of you are there, you are a life giver, that you enter in, could it be that you are able to bring life to the place that stop gossiping, but loving the work, loving the life? And could it be that because of a situation, the family, a broken family, but because of you are a woman that God created, give you the ability as a life giver, you are able to bring reconciliation into this family? How about marriage? How about friendship? How about your relationship with your child? And how about many other situations? Let's don't just talk about as a life giver because just 2 hours, only one that we deliver, or two or three or four, depending, but of all the living. So God's idea that he planned long ago, the idea for woman is to become mother of all, that we can give life to all the situations that we go. And it doesn't just stop there. It also brings spiritual life to people. And when I was preparing, this story just straight come to my mind. It's a story of, you know, after Jesus died, 3 days, a group of people went to the tomb, and the tomb was open. Who went? It's a group of women. And I believe why God chose women must be a reason to that. They went there, the tomb was open, angel told them that Jesus is resurrected. They were like, woo! And then what did they do? They went out and shared the good news. That was the good news being preached at the first time. Or the beginning of good news started to spread. Must be a reason God chose women. Why? Because women have the ability from nothing, grow something. And deliver. And when they see the tomb is empty, but their faith says something else, they are able to give birth to a spiritual life to people. They bring the good news to others. They bring the hope to others. And I'm so sorry because the Bible, when they bring the story, it's more of the men's names being mentioned. I'm not here to attack any men. But there are a group of men or a group of people still say, nah, we don't believe, you know. And one of the disciples still say, until I see Jesus, and then I will believe. And God so gracious, still show himself to him. But this group of women didn't need that. Talking about life giver, from nothing, but they can come out something. It's a great power that God given all the women and the ability to all of us. We bring life to our family. We bring life to our child. When we say bring life, it's not just literally talking about they are making sure they're alive, talking about they are living a life. They're full of purpose and hope. And let us continue when we talk about masterpiece that he planned long ago. What else that he given to woman? is a role of, sorry, can just keep, and the role of being a helper. Now, maybe some of us already know what I'm going to talk, but maybe I'm just going to share for those who do not know. When we look at the word helper, you know, when we look at the word helper, I think the culturally, when we understand the word helper, is direct meaning that I need to submit to somebody, I am working under somebody, right? Because we call our so-called maid at home, we call them helper. So that usually culturally what we understand is below someone. And the Lord God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him. Sometimes we will be thinking that then we are below man. Again, I want to clarify first, I'm not here fighting for humans, right? Not about all this, yeah? Just talking about our identity. We don't have to compete. So, and when we look into the original word of the Hebrew helper, actually we share the same word that saying, talking about God's help. Just give two examples. And the name of other, Eliezer, for he said, the God of my father was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. This next one, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. And there are many more scriptures talking about help. And God's help, the word that being used is exactly same that God given to woman as a helper. And how many in this room, you dare to say that you can give the same kind of God's help to someone into their situation? Don't raise your hand. We can't. Why people need God's help? Because we are weaker. We need God. And when God says that it's not good for man to be alone, because there are some things man cannot do. And when God gave woman this ability, it's do things that man cannot do. It's not just support everything man needs to do. Again, I am not here wanting to fight equality is everything. It is not. Yeah, I must clarify this. But because I just want to share that we do not look down on our own role. When God created man and woman, given the equal role to govern the whole world that he created, not just our family. Hence, needed different role to play it. And we is life giver. And can you imagine when there are more women being recognized that we are life giver, that when we can go, we can function equally in the world, we will have a more peaceful world. Because we are life giver. So with the understanding of God planned long ago, he really planned long ago, that we come with power, we come with ability, and we are life giver. We are looking into the story, just zoom into motherhood, because this week is about mother, right? Well, we are looking into story of Jochebed, that in Exodus 2, how mother as a life giver, that the mother bring life to the situation. Let's begin. Now a man from the house of Levi went and took as his wife a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and dug it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the riverbank. And his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river. While her young woman walked beside the river, she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her servant woman, and she took it. Just give a little background story. Some of you already know. During that time, Israelites was enslaved, right, by the Egyptian. And the Israelites, the population growing and growing until a point that the Pharaoh felt threatened. And he gave a decree, said that every newborn male child must die, all right? And the decree gave already. And what happened? The mother conceived. And what she did, because she is a life giver herself, just identity, she didn't try hard, just her, thinking that I must bear the child, I must deliver the child, I must hide the child, I do not want anybody to harm my child. She hide. All of you that have child, you know that 3 months old, you cannot hide, huh? They cry like crazy. They are loud, especially when they are hungry. There was time that I almost take my pillow and want to do something. Then I was reminded I'm a Christian. I cannot do anything, you know, just try my very best to give and comfort. And also, when I look at this, I also reminded that, you know, as a 3 months old baby, I already went through like, well, my baby got rashes lah. I have 3 or 4 kind of creams I just went and buy. Sometimes I say, I talk to Matt and my husband, after your work, immediately go to the pharmacy, buy these 2 brand and come back. You know, so because I want to try, you know, and then we are in the process of trying new formula. I was like, how come the rashes one still always come the poop got like so what's it called? Liquid one, you know? And I got to do something about it. And some more when I came out from the confinement center, first time mom don't know what to do. Every night I cannot sleep because I want to make sure the tummy is moving. Why? Because make sure it's breathing. Because put here and here, I scared it will touch it and then he will wake up. I just make sure it's like that, you know. I went all out to make sure my baby is alive. I just want to protect. And that leads to, yes, when life giver, we give protective kind of love. And when I do that, and also I talk to Matt, okay, what kind of insurance we need to buy or we bought already. And then I start thinking about how about future? Okay, will my baby have good wife or not? I already start thinking that. I already start sowing my prayer, you know, good wife is very important. Okay, anyway, enough of my mother's story. But for you, some of your story, when it comes to protective love, look differently. Your son come back or your daughter come back with bruise. What happened? Oh, my friend pushed me. Which friend pushed you? Tell me. Is it you're playing or he or she bully you? Bully. Give me your teacher's name and number. I want to do something. Your protective love maybe like that. You want to do something to your child. Or you hear your son or daughter come back and tell you, Mommy, I don't have a friend. New school. I sit alone. Suddenly you feel like, hey, did you talk to the one beside you? Let me talk to your teacher. Let me help you to, you know, connect. Maybe it can be better. The next day come back. So how did you talk? It's probably like that. Or maybe those that started to have driving license, you will be like, you're sitting beside, you at the same time you want to let go, but at the same time you want to make sure, and then the day that you are not with, you just keep praying, God, in Jesus' name, she'll come back safe, you know. It probably looks like that, and many more that I can mention. Protective love as a life giver, we protect our child. And next one, this mother gave what? Wisdom and faith. She made a basket that is, I believe that she wasn't educated. I'm pretty sure it was a wisdom that came from God, that she made a basket that is waterproof and waveproof. Made and put baby in and put into the river, and it also come with faith. As a life giver, she practiced the wisdom and the faith. And maybe many of you here is exactly the same. When come to the juncture, don't know what to do, you kneel down and ask God, God, give me a wisdom. What should I do for these situations? And you, when you receive something, you do something, you try. Maybe sometimes you don't receive, you just wanted to try. And I want to say probably that is the wisdom that's coming from God. And then when you try, you say, God, I will leave it to you already. And that leads to what? This mother letting go. Because if she hold on to the baskets, hold on to the child, the only, I guess, the outcome of the baby is probably die. But she let go. I know letting go is hard and it's painful for many of us. For me, I can share. 3 months old baby also got story of letting go. Friday, it was my official day back to work. And I work from home in another room. I go into the room, 9:30, I put my CCTV, my son, showing my son one, but I make sure the volume is off the volume, if not, I cannot tahan, I want to go out. I tell you, 10 minutes, I thought it's 4 hours already. I was like, can I go out already or not? You know, but I have to be disciplined a little bit. And then only lunch hour, it's lunch time, go out, and then I put down, and then I go back in to do prepare my message and stuff. So I can imagine the pain of letting go a little bit. I can imagine just a little bit for compared to some of you. I guess, but it is also a time for me to learn and for him to grow as well. And some of us here, maybe our letting go is that when you are holding on so much, you know, for birds to learn to fly is that they need to fly out of the nest. They will fly out, they will start to fly, and then they will start finding their own food. And then they can live. If it's not, they will die because constantly depending on the parent to feed, and parent will die earlier. And of course, we wish that we die earlier than our child, right? We don't want our child to die earlier. Letting go, it means giving life as well. And Jochebed did it. Let's continue. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. She took pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew woman to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. When the child grew older, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses because she said, "I drew him out of the water." What can we get from here as a life giver, what do we give in these situations? What can we see from here? Is that it's impact through early influence. In Hebrew culture, when it comes to nursing, it's about 3 to 5 years, maximum 7 years. And the mom had to return Moses back to Pharaoh. And she had only 7 years to be with the child and teach about God. How much can we teach? Sometimes we think 7 years old, gong gong, you don't know everything. But when Moses back to Pharaoh's daughter, there were no chance for him to learn about God. But we all know the powerful story of Moses. He go on the destiny of set the Israelites free. It was a big calling for Moses. But it only took 7 years for the mom to plant the seed. I'm not asking you here to be lazy, but I want to bring this out in a sense that some of the time we think we did not teach enough. Some of the time we probably would think that if only I can keep and teach more so that my child will not make wrong decisions and will love God. But here tell us that whatever situations you're in, you did what you can. And I'm sure a lot of mothers say, because your instinct in you, you are a life giver, I'm sure you already given what you can. If you are not, you repent. But I'm sure majority of us will give what we can. So, and also we are the master of self-guilt, yeah? Because we are a life giver. When we don't give, we self-guilt. So we will think we didn't give enough. I want to encourage all of us. She was given the situations, that was what she can give. But the story is so different for Moses. Same goes to you. Your situations, probably you can only spend 1 hour a day. Or maybe some of you work in a different state. You only spend 1 day a week. Whatever time you can spend, God can turn it into hope. During those many days, the king of Egypt died. And the people of Israel grow because of their slavery and cry out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God. And God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew. What happened here is that after this, Moses' calling took place. The rest is history. He set the people free. I mean, God set the people free. He used by God. He followed God's calling. And what can we get from here? This story about mother as a life giver. What can we get from here? Is that God honor a mother's sacrifice. Why I say so by using this is because how many mothers here, when you sacrifice, when you raise a child, you want all the honors to you and you want all the results to you. I guess majority is that you want the best for your child. You want the best calling for your child. You want that you're happy, your child is happy, have great destiny. You want your child is matured. You want your child make great decisions. You want your child really have the best life that he or she could. For Jochebed, she was ordinary mother. She give as a life giver. Whatever she do, whatever sacrifice she did, God honor by giving Moses a great destiny. And I want to encourage all the mothers here. We think we are really ordinary until like, I'm nobody. Okay, not a song. It is not. When you are doing the day in and day out, you are part of the great plan that God has planned. We are part of a greater plan because you are giving life to your child. For Georgia Beth, she is giving life to the child. She is doing whatever she can. So-called the normal, ordinary thing. And all the mothers here, we are doing a lot of normal, ordinary thing. One day, I don't know how I need to change how many diapers. It was ordinary. But because of the role and the power or the idea that God given to woman as a life giver, we actually not just doing ordinary thing. We are doing God's plan. Part of the greater plan. If we don't do it for Jochebed, if she did not do it, God cannot use Moses. So every child that we raise is a hope to the world. Every child that you bear is another chance for God to bring salvation to the world. Amen. And when I was looking into this passage, one of the things that came to my mind was this, that there is no best era to give birth. I don't know how many of you sitting down here is like me, but I, 2 years, 3 years ago, I didn't want to have baby, okay? And that back then, I already a kids pastor. Not that I dislike kids or whatever, but I just feel like I want to pour all my time to the child already on earth or the disciples that I want to make more. I feel like if I give birth to another one, I feel like I'm bringing this baby to a world to suffer. Because the world is so-called. There are so many things that we can point out. It's in bad shape. I would be thinking, why do I want to bear a child for them to suffer? Of course, another side of me is selfish. And then another side of me also, I'm very scared. I sang out char siu. I tell you true, I'm very Chinese, I will compare. So I need to live by grace. So I have all this worry. I talked to Pastor Tim and Pastor Teresa. They were like, they tried their best lah, okay, to try to convince me. But I tell you, I can debate back. I give all the reason why I don't need. But I thank God, I allow God to work in my heart. 2 years plus, God changed my heart. And I decided to obey because what I know is I did not like, I love baby. It's not. I just begin by obeying him because I know that the God that I trust, his idea of family, if it's his idea to have family, then that is great idea because God never planned lousy plan. If he gives human to able to bear child, to have next generation, then that is good idea because I know the God that I trust, every idea come from him is great. So I was thinking, okay, I know God, this is a great idea. I will obey. We tried 1 year plus, and I was given a child. I'm thankful for that. And Pastor Balan texted me. He asked me, I think 2 months ago, so how is motherhood? I replied him, I said, I will not trade anything for my baby. Thank you. I'm so privileged that I can be a mother. Experience a different experience as a life giver. And I want to encourage, if any of you have the same thought as me, give God a chance and let God. And during Jochebed time, many reasons for her not to bear child, because every single boy must die. She gave birth. And for our grandparents' time, war, they gave birth too. My parents' time, poverty, we have 6 children. My time, we have our own problems because we get to see the world, we compare, probably with one of our own time. And then digital world, and someone now, there is virtual world. Is my son is going to give birth in the virtual world? Possible! Because they put, you know, they create all the things and then they will have family. There's all that we can. The list can go on to tell us not to give birth, not to bring life to the world, but that wasn't God's idea. God's idea is to bring life to the world. And when we obey, we are not just bringing one more family member to our house, but we're bringing one more hope to the world. Because God used them. It doesn't stop at us, the mission. His greater plan continues. And when we stop, he couldn't do anything. So I want to encourage all of us that let's don't give up the world, let's not give up. Let's continue because we are life giver. And I want to close with this, that I want to honor really all the mothers for being mother. You did not hear this. Maybe you also struggle through, but because of you are mother and you're living up as a mother, you don't know that you actually is a life giver. You are thinking that I am just, because I'm married and I want kid, I just have kid. But you know, you have been obeying God's plan that He planned long ago for you. And somehow you are able to provide the love. Somehow you don't know where you get all the strength when your child is sick. You can no need to sleep and take care and next day continue the next day. Somehow you can because you are a life giver. And there is the saying, it always says that when you give a house to a woman, they make it a home. Or when you give, you buy all the raw ingredients to a mom, they can make dishes. Because that is just naturally, God has blessed all the woman this ability that we can turn nothing to something. We are life giver. So I want to thank all the mom here being a life giver at your house. You might not know every time that you give is you sound like life giver. Wow, big name. You might not know, but today I want to tell you, you are doing what God has planned for you. You are part of the greater plan. You are doing His greater plan. He is using us. He is using our child. Maybe we might not see it now. Maybe we might use our child that we are not able to see. But when we give up, we are not able to see. But when we don't, when we believe we are life giver, we continue to speak life. We continue to mend our marriage. We continue to do what we can. God honors you. Remember that. And I want to honor all of you for doing the regular things. Because those regular things is so powerful. And I want to speak to another group of women here. When I was preparing my heart feel for you, some of the women here, you'll be thinking that I don't have the opportunity to have baby. It's either because of age, it's either because of just purely singleness, or some of us have body condition, our health, just not able to bear child. We try and try, just cannot. And I want to bring us back to the verse that I first showed, the second verse talking about Eve. God say that Eve will be the mothers of all the living. You know, God's plan is so good. He know, He really know that He gives everyone, every single woman, able to experience mother's love and feel complete and fulfillment, not just giving your own child. By making disciple, by bringing life to the situations you go, you will be able to find fulfillment. Take heart. Don't give up. And don't look down on yourself because you are not complete. It is not. God is fair to every single one. That we experience things that He planned long ago. That we find fulfillment while we start modeling to any single life living thing. So I want to bless all the women, the group of women that you keep asking why. But today I want to share this with you. I know it's easier for me to say because I have my own. But I want to believe the truth of God. Sometimes our mind cannot understand. Sometimes our emotions cannot understand. But the truth of God comfort the spirit, comfort the soul. So I want to pray today when I share this, it will comfort your spirit. And when our spirit is comforted and refreshed, it will reflect in our mind, it will reflect in our emotions. So I want to bless you with that words. The truth of God will set us free. And let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, today is this weekend is about all the mothers. It's all about mothers, and we really want to honor the mother. And I want to especially pray for all the mothers here. When we look at the story, when we look at the role that you're given, God, I want to honor every single mom here. They give and give and give. Sometimes they don't know why they are giving. Might not have help, might not have people understand them, but they give. Somehow they are able to give. Because God, you have planned long ago, give them the ability. And today, let them recognize, let all of us recognize that, Lord, we are empowered by you. We are able to give. You will give us a strength. And I pray that, God, that in the juncture of in the wilderness, some of the mom, they're going through challenges. I pray to God that you give them the strength. I pray to God that you give them the hope. I pray to God that you give them to able to see the light in the tunnel. And I pray to God, give them confidence. They are able to bring changes and hope to their situations because we are life giver. Bless all the mothers here, God. Let them feel your love. Let them feel your support. Let them feel the hug that you give them. They are not alone. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy Mother's Day, everyone.